Let's roll. Good morning. Welcome in to the Out of Bounds Show. ESPN 105.9 The Zone. And we're live from Finch and Kelly, Patrick Kelly. So Patrick and I went to MRA together. I went to JA till 10th grade, then MRA. PK was a year younger. I've known him since we were in 9th or 10th grade. He's kind enough to have me up for the third time since he's opened this beautiful shop, Finch and Kelly Clothing Store. And so it's a little bit of everything going on here. So you can walk in and just grab a shirt, grab a pullover, Ole Miss or otherwise. They've got the swimsuits out, which I think look really cool. Golf shirts, and again, plenty of pullovers. And then you can also come in and get custom fit, which he's custom fitting someone right now. And he took my measurements, and it's cool. You get your sport coat or your suit and your pants and all that. He's done some unbelievable looking shoes, which you can see on Instagram, Finch and Kelly, for the Ole Miss basketball team. And they're doing custom Nikes that are painted, which are awesome. They did some for Beard and the assistants. He's got a couple in the window here right off the square, and those are good looking too. I got to get a custom pair of painted Nikes. Mr. Jackson Meadows with us, who has how many? Over 72 pairs of Nikes?
Yes, sir. Right around.
Unbelievable.
Ready to add to.
I think you have more than my next guest, who has access to plenty of Nike stuff, too. We're visiting with, we welcome in, Keith Carter, Ole Miss Athletic Director, coming on the Out of Bounds Show once again. And, Keith, thanks for taking some time and joining us live. How you doing, buddy?
I'm doing well. Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity.
Well, y'all are on a roll. So, Ole Miss, football, Lane Kiffin, this is arguably the best run in the history of Ole Miss football. And then you look at the team he's got coming up this fall and the schedule, and things could line up. You'd have made the college football playoff last year, Keith, had it been one. And there should have been, but there was a hiccup a couple years ago. And y'all are positioning yourself well for the expanded 12-team playoff. But I got to ask you this. So, all right, so you're Keith Carter – almost 5 years ago or whenever it was, and you're looking for a football coach, and I'm sure you're talking to agents and several guys around the country. One of them happens to be Lane Kiffin. Lane's down at Florida Atlantic. He's had a really good run, 3 years, had been with Saban, da-da-da-da. As everything, you know, as you're going through and you're talking to people and you're trying to figure out, hey, I got to find somebody who can lead us, you know, these next X amount of years. We got to start winning again. Got to get in the postseason. Want to be super competitive. When was it that it was clear during the search that, hey, I've zeroed in on Lane Kiffin and we hope to land him? Because you were competing against Arkansas and maybe some other schools, Keith.
Yeah, you know, I think that search was an interesting time because I'd been on the job about a week. And so here you go. You get to, you know, do a football search. And I knew, you know, kind of our criteria. I was looking for a coach that was an offensive-minded coach. I felt like that's what we needed here in Oxford. We needed a coach that would galvanize our fan base. You know, we'd gotten a little apathy in the program, and you know, we needed something that could rejuvenate us. Sure. and do that quickly. And obviously, Lane fit both of those. And you know, once I got to spend some time with him and work with his representation, you know, I felt really comfortable with him. And you know, obviously, had to work through some of his journey and his story and those type of things. But you know, when I did that and was able to spend some time with him, I was like, you know what, our goals align. You know, right. he talked about winning. He'd been at programs that had won national championships on multiple stops.
Sure.
And that's what we talked about. And it's so cool now, you know, going into his fifth season, that those things are happening. You know, we're getting the opportunity to be relevant. We're getting the opportunity to be in that discussion. And I tell people all the time, you know, I love the fact that we went down to Atlanta and won the Peach Bowl and the way all that happened, and love it for the seniors on the team and Ole Miss Nation, all that stuff. But what's really cool about it is how it set us up for next year. You know, right. we're the buzz, we're the talk of college football. You can't turn on ESPN or any broadcast without really hearing about Ole Miss and kind of, you know, some of the things we're doing. Obviously, you know, did a really good job in the portal back in December.
Yeah.
So I just love the fact that we're really relevant nationally. And like you said, with the playoff going to 12 teams, it feels like the right time for Ole Miss football.
Keith Carter on the Out of Bounds Show. When you were talking to Lane Kiffin and hiring him, did you feel like, because of what he had gone through, that he was, hey, Jackson, I'm not sure what's going on, but we've got a little feedback going through the headset. Thank you. So when you were talking to Lane, did you feel like there was a chip on his shoulder because of what he had gone through? I mean, look, he had had success at Southern Cal, but it didn't end up like he wanted. Then he kind of, we call it rehab for coaches. He had to go through Saban, and that worked out well. Like you said, he was a phenomenal OC, and they won a national championship. And then he goes to Florida Atlantic and proves that he can win at a G5 program. Did you get the sense he was like, hey, Keith, I've got something to prove, and I can coach at this level and be successful?
100%. You know, and I think that that's what really turned me on to him in some ways, because I think at Ole Miss we have to play with a chip on our shoulder.
Right.
You know, we and things have changed a little bit now with the portal and the playoff expanding. Like, there's some more opportunity there. But, you know, we've never been the program that's going to be able to just line up man for man, whether it's in recruiting budget or whatever that looks like with some of these bigger, you know, quote-unquote bigger schools. So I like the fact that he had that chip on his shoulder, because I think it fit what we do here at Ole Miss.
Yeah.
And so, you know, I think now, again, you look back, you know, 4.5, 5 years later, and, you know, it's turned out really well.
Yeah. So, and you were like that as a player. I mean, you didn't get the Arkansas offer. Nolan Richardson was rolling. When y'all ripped off NCAA tournaments, when you were playing hoops, y'all were talented, you and Michael White and Ansu in that group, but it's not like y'all were flooded. Not everybody on the team was flooded with P5 offers, so you kind of got that when you're talking to not just Lane but other coaches, right?
Absolutely. You know, I think that that's a big part of my background. It's a big part of, like you said, my teammates and the teams I've been on in a lot of different places are guys, you know, built of guys that didn't have the cleanest path to get there, you know,
right,
those type of things. And so, you know, I was probably even a second or third option here at Ole Miss, you know, during that time. So, you know, to have to work through those things and end up, you know, kind of in a blue collar nature. And,
yeah,
and again, it is a chip on your shoulder. And,
yeah,
and I think we have to come to work every day thinking about that. And again, times have changed a little bit, and I think
right,
our resources
more
have changed
money.
And,
yeah,
and a lot of those things. So we have some more opportunity there. But we've got to punch above our weight class, you know, pretty much every day, and we're going to continue to do that.
Do you remember when the portal a few years ago, we all realized we're going to have a transfer portal and NIL. Do you remember? I mean, Lane understood it. You got to give him credit. There were a lot of people who either didn't understand it, didn't want to face reality, or thought, I'm just going to kick that can down the road. Lane looked at it, understood it. Maybe it was some of an NFL mentality, whatever. Do you remember talking to him in the early stages, Keith, about the portal and NIL, and him saying to y'all, your team, hey, guys, this is where we're going. We've got to embrace this, and we've got to roll with this?
Absolutely. You know, I remember talking to him, and we all know, you know, Lane's kind of you know, self-pronounced, you know, statement is that we not only think outside the box, we create a new box.
Yeah.
And he's kind of come up with that slogan. As we see what we're doing with the Grove Bowl this weekend, with a hot dog eating contest and all these things, so it'll be really cool. But you know, I think Lane and we as Ole Miss kind of embraced the portal early, you
right,
know, and it was one of those deals where, you know, we didn't love the fact that the portal and NIL, all this stuff kind of happened at the same time, and I don't think we still love the model,
right?
But it's the model, and
right,
so I think we were some of the first movers in that space, and we took it as this could be an advantage to Ole Miss. Like,
mm-hmm,
let's jump in here. You know, let's be realistic. Do we sit here with the roster we're going to have next year if we're recruiting all high school kids and don't have the portal and the NIL opportunities? No chance. And so, you know, it's a leveler for us. It's a bridge, you know, with some of these bigger programs. And I think that he did an awesome job of being out front on that. I do think his pro background has really helped in this.
Absolutely.
As we're talking about kind of with the NIL piece and roster management and what all that looks like. But, yeah, I give him a ton of credit with, you know, not only thinking about that, looking around the corner, but building a staff around him, you know, hiring a GM, doing those type of things that were really kind of first movers in what we're doing in college football.
Yeah. Keith Carter on the Farm Bureau Insurance guest line, Ole Miss Athletic Director. He joins us on ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Ole Miss hosts Mississippi State this weekend in baseball, and as Keith referenced, they have the Grove Bowl, and they're doing some fun out-of-the-box things, which you have to nowadays. It's not 1998 where people would come and actually watch the game and thousands would get into it. So I've heard this from your colleagues. all these coaches are ambitious that you work with. We just had Chris Malloy on. He's doing a great job with your golf
absolutely
program. You mentioned Lane, Beard, Coach O. The list goes on and on. But some of them have said, look, those that push us and put pressure on us, sometimes you may not like it, but it has to happen so that we continue to get better and push ourselves because of the SEC. And it's like a whisker's worth of difference so many nights or days. Do you see that, Keith, as athletic director?
I do. And, you know, I think we have a lot of coaches that have a lot of ideas at Ole Miss, and we embrace that. You know, I think it's been a shift in some ways. But, you know, it's one of those things where if you don't have coaches coming to you with creative ideas and ways to you know, figure out the current model and you know, things that may be outside the box or creating a new box, you got the wrong coaches.
Right.
And at times it drives the staff a little crazy and,
sure,
you know, it's something that's off the wall or whatever. And sometimes you say, no, we can't do that. But I like the fact that we have coaches that think like that and they think proactively and creatively. And, again, at a place like Ole Miss, like, we love our institution, but we're realistic. Like, we understand that we have to be creative. We have to be first movers. We have to do things here that are not the norm if we're going to be able to compete against some of these big juggernauts. And you add an Oklahoma and a Texas and, you know, some of these budgets that these schools have, we've got to do things that are different than them, and our coaches help us do that.
All right, let's switch gears. I want to talk football scheduling. I think you probably already know. You let us know what you can. Are you for the 1+7, or are you for the 3+6 model?
You know, it's kind of a difficult question for me because I think the 3+6 makes a lot more sense for our league as we move forward, and you start talking about TV revenue and those type of things. The 1+7 may be a little better for Ole Miss individually just because we don't have to, you know, play a Texas an extra time or a Georgia or whoever it is. But, you know, we'll see. I think we're gonna work that out here over the next, you know, 6 months or so, if I had to guess, maybe a year. And as we go into that 2026 season, I think you're going to see that new model, if I had to guess. But, you know, it's one of those where, you know, if you ask Lane, he'd probably say, hey, let's stick with 8. And you know, as the AD's in the room.
College football playoff appearances.
Absolutely, absolutely. But, you know, as you look at kind of what revenue opportunities there are, and exposure, you know, maybe that 9-game makes some sense there.
Okay. If we go 3+6, which people believe we will, or it's already done, where do you stand on a mandated Power 5 non-conference? Would you rather see Ole Miss, and all of the league would do this, 3 non-conference games against G5 or whatever, or do you want the Power 5 mandated game too?
You know, I think with that one, you know, from an Ole Miss perspective, we'd probably like to see that one go away.
Yeah.
Just because, again, you know, we're trying to get in the playoff every single year.
Sure.
You know, those 9 conference games are going to be really, really tough. We know we have the best conference in the country. Now, again, from a financial perspective, having that Power 5 game is a home and home. There's no money that's associated with that most of the time, or it's a neutral site game where you actually make money.
Right.
And with the G5, you're paying them a guarantee. So, you know, there's some monetary and financial considerations to have the Power 5 mandate. But certainly from a competitive standpoint, you know, I think we'd probably rather just do the 9 conference and 3, you know, G5 or FCS game.
And, of course, we'll have a look in a couple of years, and people believe that, well, it will go to 14 teams, the playoff.
Yeah, I think that's
so inevitable. That gives an Ole Miss or many schools, let's say you don't rip off a 10-2, because 10-2 now you're in 12-team playoff. So y'all, you know, like we talked about, things you would have been in last year. It looks good for this year, but when we expand to 14. I have to tell you about this game-changing product I use before a night out with drinks. It's called Z-Biotics. Every time I have a Z-Biotics before I drink, I notice a difference the next day, even after a night out. For example, when we smash steaks and drink bourbon and so on, I do it without worry because of Z-Biotics. You should too. Go to zbiotics.com/OOB to get 15% off your first order when you use OOB at checkout. ZBiotics is backed with 100% money-back guarantee, so if you're unsatisfied for any reason, they'll refund your money. No questions asked. Remember to head to ZBiotics.com/OOB
and use the code OOB at checkout for 15% off. Thank you, ZBiotics, for sponsoring this episode and our good times. Cheers.
I think, Keith, there's going to be teams from the two most powerful leagues, or the best strength of schedule, whatever you want to call it, net rankings, SEC and Big Ten. I think you can get in at 9-3 in that 13 and 14 slot a lot of times. Is that how you see it?
Yeah, I think that you're going to see that a lot. You know, I don't know. You know, anytime there's a committee involved, and you know, I do feel like the SEC, there's some bias against the SEC nationally. Sure. So depending on what that looks like, but that's going to be the next controversy. You know, a 9-3 SEC team versus a 11-1. You know, Big 12 team or whatever. Right. That's going to, or 10-2 Big 12 team. That's going to be the next controversy of which team deserves to be in. And there's still going to be the, you know, the subjective nature of the committee and those type of things. But yes, absolutely. The SEC is going to deserve four or five teams probably just about every year.
No doubt. So I want to go to football stadium and Vaught Hemingway because Lane's winning, as you know, you know, tickets are hard. Everything's sold out. Y'all are in a great spot. I know you want to do a big renovation, but you also were smart enough a few years ago when you and Lane and your top lieutenants got together, and I guess donors, and y'all said, hey, NIL, we're about to have to go to boosters that are already very generous, and we want them to give to the Grove Collective.
Right.
Because we have to have talent, or nobody's going to come to the games. So where are you in what stage as far as the future of Vaught Hemingway, but also managing that you're asking donors until maybe this new model comes out, Keith, where maybe you are allowed to allocate your SEC TV media money, which hopefully maybe that'll get here sooner than later. Where are you and your team on that as far as Vaught Hemingway?
You know, we put that on the shelf a couple years ago, and it's still on that shelf. We know where it is. We know where to find it. But I don't see that project happening in the near future. We actually have some other ideas that we could potentially do some things in the north end zone at some point. But the west side, which was a great plan. We had a great architect that put that together. And really, it's what we need to do. We need to tear it all down, start from the slab, and build back up. And I hope we can do that at some point. But, you know, to your point, until we have a new model and we have a structure that we can feel comfortable about and what the NIL numbers are going to look like, I just don't think a project of that nature and that magnitude is something we need to do. You know, if you talk to our coaches, and you talk to coaches across the country, they're going to tell you that, you know, of all the priorities they have, and as we talked about before, coaches have a lot of priorities. You know,
yes, they
got a lot of things they want. but they'll tell you that NIL is way up top, and every other priority is much, much lower.
Sure.
And so I think until we know what the NIL model is going to look like moving forward, it's hard for us to commit a lot of dollars to those huge projects.
Keith Carter on the Out of Bounds Show, ESPN 105.9 The Zone. We're live from Finch and Kelly Clothing Store here in Oxford. Patrick Kelly's got a great place. Come see him this weekend when you hit the baseball games in the Grove Bowl. You've got Morgan Wallen coming up, and then you've got Double Decker and many other things happening along with graduation. Finch and Kelly right off the square in Oxford, and you're listening to ESPN 105.9 The Zone. Okay, so as far as the model, If you had to guess, do you think that we will have a new model? Not sure how it'll exactly be structured, but do you believe that we'll have a new model in 36 months?
I think 24 to 36.
Okay.
We're kind of looking at it from an Ole Miss perspective that we've got to kind of weather this model that we're in for at least 24 months.
Okay.
We think that nothing's happening sooner than 2 years. You got to get through the election. I mean, if Congress is going to give you any help with anything,
sure.
You know, is it the court cases really kick off in earnest in January of 2025?
Okay.
The House case would go to trial then. So there's just a lot going on in the year 2025, but I think 26, 27, that's probably the time frame where maybe we could get to an end game. But it's really important. I mean, and there's a lot of smart people spending a lot of time on it right now. And it's something that if we're not careful, and we don't do it the right way, we're going to affect what, you know, college athletics is going to look like forever.
Sure.
And I think most of us feel like we love what we love about college athletics, the amateur nature of it and those type of things. So we got to get it right, not only for the present, but certainly for the future.
In the next 24 to 36 months, do you envision a more of a salary cap model that the league would adopt, or maybe the two super leagues would adopt? would get on the same page, like the SEC and the Big. There seems to be a lot more, a better relationship with the current commissioners, as you know, between the SEC and the Big Ten. They're going to drive the future, as you know that too. So if you had to guess, do you think that we'll have a salary cap for the SEC and Big Ten where everybody will have the same? I'm just throwing this out. It could be different numbers, $20 million a year, whatever it is.
Yeah,
I like think, the NFL, I guess, is where I'm going.
Absolutely. Yeah, I think it'll be some percentage of revenue, and it'll be based on some algorithm of, you know, what buckets of revenue we're pulling from, okay, and an average maybe across the P5, the Autonomy 5. But, yes, I think everybody's going to end up having kind of a similar amount that will basically be a rev share between right. the athletics department and the student athletes. And I don't have any issue with that. I wish they would just tell us what our percentage is and let's start working on it. You know, right. let's go instead of being in this limbo that we're in now. You know, where it gets a little tricky is once we do that and kind of figure out what all that looks like and we're paying the athletes through the athletics department,
right.
you know, what do the collectives look like at that point? You know, and Walker and his team have done a fantastic job
sure.
for us. I mean, again, first mover in that space and, yeah. and nationally, you know, renowned collective there. But, you know, if we're paying them that $20 million out of athletics now,
right.
and then all of a sudden the Grove Collective is still tasked to give whatever, it's just not sustainable.
Right.
And so at some point, the collectives and the departments are going to have to merge. It's just going to have to be something there because, you know, we're a small donor base. And there may yeah. be a – even some of the larger schools, though, talking to their ADs, like, it's not sustainable for them either.
No, not know? Florida, Southern Cal, Georgia,
exactly.
Ohio State.
Even the Texases and in bigger schools that have, you know, $270, $280 million budgets, you know, you're only one bad football season away from some of these donors saying, well, that didn't work.
Right.
We're not doing it again. So right. we'll have to figure out kind of what all that looks like and the gymnastics around that. But I'm 100% ready for this rev share. We once we know what our percentage is, let's just roll with
Go.
It.
Go. Okay.
Absolutely.
Boy, that'll make everything so much smoother. And then it just becomes who's good enough with their dollars.
That's right.
Yeah. Okay. Keith Carter on the Out of Bounds Show. Thanks for coming in today. It was good to see you. Congratulations on the hires, especially – football, this thing is a monster, and you made I say this on the show, I say this all the time, I said Keith Carter has more job security than anybody else in the state of Mississippi, and Kiffin's rolling, and that makes kind of every, not totally, but makes everything else smoother, and because when people are celebrating in the fall and you're winning big games, that's what it's all about.
It's
congratulations
been
on the
you.
Hire.
I appreciate that. And, you know, hiring is at best a 50-50 proposition in any
Woo,
industry.
No doubt.
But we've been fortunate that, you know, we've made some good decisions and those coaches have followed up with some really cool stuff. And, you know, Bo, we're hoping we're just getting started. You know,
yeah.
That's the plan. So.
Sure. What year are you in as far as AD?
Fifth year.
Time flies. Unbelievable.
Yeah, it's gone by fast.
That's
in some
great.
Ways, it's gone by really fast, and some days
it's
felt like, you know, an eternity. So.
I'm sure. Well, thanks for coming on the show, Keith.
Absolutely. Thanks,
We
both.
Appreciate it. Keith Carter, Ole Miss Athletic Director, joining us on the Out of Bounds Show. Want to thank Patrick Kelly and the team here at Finch & Kelly in Oxford for hosting us once again. Come by this weekend, the Grove Bowl, Mississippi State, Ole Miss in baseball. You got double-decker coming. You got the big concert and all kinds of good things. That's right, and we've got Augusta National. We're watching it right here on the TV at Finch & Kelly. Come see my friend Patrick Kelly, PK, beautiful store. Get measured up, get you a pullover,
20.
And get you a golf shirt here at Finch & Kelly in Oxford. For Jackson Meadows, I'm your host, Bo Bounds. Want to thank Chris Malloy, Ole Miss golf coach, and Keith Carter, athletic director at Ole Miss, and the VIP concierge, Dole Bryan, for hosting us once again. We'll see you tomorrow.